slow, discipline, cultivation, practice. These are not popular ideas these days. We prefer glitz and glamour, look for fast-paced action, demand instant results. We are impatient of slow, meandering ways of reaching goals. This is what we have been taught as we live in this technological age, this dismissal of slow as substandard, this elevation of streamlined over satisfying. We want to rush through everything in order to cram in more. We strive to find the most efficient ways of reaching our goals so we can stretch ourselves toward newer, better achievements. We want to do more, have more, be more. And there is much that is lost when we fall into this way of reaching career, parenting, or personal goals. Everything is lost when applying these technological methods to our relationship with God. We read our chapter of scripture, have our devotion, talk at God for a moment or two, then rush off to the rest of our day, wondering all the while why we feel such deep emptiness inside. We try to fill that emptiness with more worship music, more religious podcasts, more sermons, yet none of this will make up for what we have lost. What can bring us back? That which we have rejected. Slow and steady, being disciplined over a period of decades, a long cultivation of spiritual habits, practice and more practice and yet more practice. A.W. Tozer says, quote, "The idea of cultivation and exercise, so dear to the saints of old, has now no place in our total religious picture. It is too slow, too common," end quote. Spiritual practices such as silence and solitude, lectio divina, contemplation, self-examination, and confession, these are the slow habits that bring us into a deep, abiding relationship with God. We are called to abide with Christ. And abiding is necessarily a long and slow process, one that takes place by degrees over many decades. If you are wondering where God is, perhaps you need to slow down, make time. He is here. He is always here. We do not often perceive him, but he is always here. Perceiving takes time. It is a sacrifice of time, to be sure. I won't pretend that it is easy to move against the flow of our age. Yet, for me at least, I want this awareness more than I want the elusive rewards of hurry and instant. I am trying. I fail often. The process is so much slower than I would prefer. Slow as it may be, I begin to notice progress. I begin to notice God. Quote, "It is for increasing degrees of awareness that we pray, for a more perfect conscious of the divine presence. He is nearer than our own soul," end quote. A.W. Tozer.